E se isso bastante.
Não, o seguinte,
eu falo, é meu pai na vida.
Hello. Hello, it's Gemma calling from MMA Legal. Is that Mary?
Yeah.
Hi, Mary. How are you? You okay?
I'm fine.
Good, good. I was just giving you a quick call back. I did try calling you yesterday. Is now a good time to speak, Mary?
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. So, as I said, we were just ringing up in relation to the Scottish redress for obviously the abuse during care. So we just wanted to make sure that we had all of the correct details for yourself and just make a brief statement from you. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Perfect. Right. Let me just get your details. So I have on the system, your full name is Mary Robertson. Have you got any middle names, Mary?
It's Mary Jean, but I was Mary Jean Cordner McDonald when I was a kid.
Right, but right, there. Just move on a minute. I'll add that onto the system. It's Mary Jane, yeah?
And I'm back being called Cordner. I'm Cordner again.
How are you spelling that, please?
It's Cordiner.
Yeah. Thank you. And is it Jane spelt Jane?
No, Jayne.
Okay.
And it's Mary Jane, so Mary hyphen Jane.
Mary High. And Robertson, so that was your married name, then you've gone back to your maiden name, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
You would never have been known as that in care, no?
No, I was known as McDonald or Cordner.
McDonald Cordner, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's Mary Jane and then McDonald hyphen Cordner, is that right?
No, it was just at separate times.
Ah, right, I get you. Okay. But Cordner was your name while she was in care, but then was McDonald ever known while she was in care as well, Mary?
Yes.
It was, right. Okay, I'll put that on there as well. Could I just get your date of birth, please, Mary?
It's 25/10/1965.
Thank you. And I've got your email as maryrobertson22910@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Brilliant. Thank you. And is this the best number to contact you on, Mary?
Yes, it is.
So just going back to when you was in care, Mary, what age did you originally go in? Can you remember?
Yeah, it was, hold on, I think I was 13, 14.
Okay. So that would have been, just going back to your name, are you now Mick?
Mick, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you would have been 1975, about 1979-ish, 1978,
correct.
Say, when you
went in? 1979, I think it was, 1978, 79.
And can you remember the name of the first care home that you went into?
It was just the one.
It was just the one. And how long was you in there for?
Until I was 16.
So around about 3 years, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the name of that care home, please, Mary?
It was Seafield.
Is that S-E-E?
Seafield is S-E-A-F-I-E-L-D.
E-L-D. Okay. Thank you. Seafield Children's Home, is that in Aberdeen?
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist anymore.
No, a lot of them don't now. They've knocked them down, aren't they? Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. And just going back to your time in there, Mary, is there anything that particularly stands out for you?
Well, if it was late, where to come, when we come back, if it was late ever in, where to come back and stand outside the office with our hands in the air for however amount of time we was late.
So if you was late, yeah?
Yeah.
From like, say, going out for the day, or, you know, or at night time when you was coming in, yeah?
Yeah.
When obviously it would have been cold because you're in Scotland as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you would have been freezing, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you have like jackets on, or was you just made to do that in like, say, your t-shirt, for instance, or?
Well, we was just told to go and stand outside whatever we're doing. Outside the office.
Right, so no matter what, right, okay. So no matter what you was wearing, even if it was a t-shirt.
No.
So you would be very cold. And with your hands in the air, yeah?
Yeah.
Did they make you like stand, say for instance, in a room, like would they lock you in rooms and stuff like that?
But they just made us stand and until our time was up, and that was it, and then we could come inside.
Right, and then you'd come inside. Okay.
Yeah.
How about, like, with food and stuff, Mary? Like, say, for instance, you was badly behaved, would they starve you? Or would they say you're not allowed your meal?
No, if we was badly behaved, we'd to do chores.
Okay. And what kind of chores were they? Can you remember?
Well, we've been in the kitchen. Dishwashing, mopping floors.
Okay. And how did they speak to you? Was it a bit like they would talk to you quite badly?
They weren't too bad. They were... It was just depending on how you behaved or how they thought you behaved.
Okay. And when you had to do the dishes, obviously it'd be like for everybody there, yeah?
Everybody's seen you.
Yeah, okay. Can you remember if, like, they ever hit you with anything, like, say, a ruler or a shoe, anything like that?
No, it was more the punishment outside, or you got stopped from going for your weekends to see your family.
Okay. So you would obviously be looking forward to that, and then they just say, as punishment, you're not going, yeah?
Yeah, that was one of the main punishments.
So stop you from seeing family. Okay, and then also the standing outside, so that's the thing that really, like, stayed in your memory quite a lot by the sound.
Yeah.
Thank you. And with regards to like the abuse, would you say it was like mental abuse and then physically? Did anything like that ever happen?
No, not that I can remember. I forget quite a lot.
The thing is, like, even things that you probably didn't think was abuse would have been, but because you were a child, you wouldn't even really think it was. Do you know what I mean? So it's hard sometimes to think, like, especially like you say, a lot of it, you've probably forgot, you've blocked it out. Like, I can't remember when I was 15, really. I can remember the odd bit, but you do forget, don't you, what you've been through. Did you ever run away or anything like that?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Okay, so you did run away a few times. And would the members of staff bring you back, or would it be the police? Or?
Well, I think it was the police, if I can remember correctly.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
The police. Yeah. And why were you running away, Mary? Was it just because you didn't like it, or was you scared? Or?
Well, I wanted to be out. I just wanted to be out.
You just didn't want to be there, yeah?
Right.
Can you remember, like, with the clothes that you used to wear, did they make you wear the same stuff all the time? Did they make you wear dirty clothes? Do you remember anything like that?
No, but I do know that the girl that was next to me, we were doing a room, she used to pee the bed all the time. and it was just her room was stinking of urine.
Okay, so they didn't clean it.
We shared a room, two beds.
Right, okay. Now, obviously, with this, you know, we're not clutching at straws with it or anything like that, provided that you have experienced some form of abuse during your time in care. Like I say, it doesn't have to be physical, it can just be mental. Then the case will be successful, Mary, okay? We're not claiming directly from the care home, as a lot of them are closed down like this one. The compensation does come directly from the Scottish Government, as they're the ones who are liable and they were funding the neglect to begin with in the first place, okay? So they've already started paying out on these cases. The average claim is around £48,000 to £65,000. Some people are getting a lot more than that, Bat Mary. It could be more, obviously, it could be less, depending on, obviously, what you went through personally. So any little thing that you can think of, it will obviously help your case and you will get more money back. Obviously, it's not just about the money, Mary. It's, you know, it's about you getting justice as well for what you've been through. So I'm just kind of jogging your memory, because like you said, I know it is hard. Did they ever, like, restrain you or anything like that? Like, do you know, if you was ever naughty, would they, like, push you or grab hold of you, anything like that at all?
They used to lock it in a room.
Right, okay. And is that if you was naughty?
They would lock you in a room if you crapped up. They would just lock the door and leave you.
Oh. And how was it, for a few minutes, a few hours?
Well, it depends, until you cooled down.
Okay. So sometimes it was up to hours, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Just to make you aware as well, like, with this, it's not like your word against theirs. Like, whatever you tell us, that is basically what will go on the file. So it's not like they're going to go to the care home files and be like, well, what you've said isn't correct. You know what I mean? So it's pretty straightforward, Mary. They're not going to say they don't believe you or anything like that. Okay. Sometimes it would be hours, depending on what you've done. And did you ever, like, feel like you was isolated in there? Like, did it stop you from making friends?
Because you didn't get out so much as you normally would. You had to be back earlier than other kids. I mean, other kids got out and about, but you had to be back like 7 o'clock at the very latest. And you had to be back for your tea and your dinner and your breakfast.
Right, okay. But the other kids were allowed out later, yeah? And is that because it was like favouritism, or why was they allowed to go?
No. Like, other kids are out and about, and you were there.
Yeah.
You had to be back so much earlier than everybody else that you went to school with.
Right.
And you...
Okay. So they was allowed to come back later. But you would have to be in by 7, yeah?
And like I said, if you were late, then it was outside, hands up.
Yeah. And how long would they make you stand outside for?
Well, depending how long you'd been late.
Right, okay. So it's depending...
How long you'd been late.
Depends on how long you have to stand outside, yeah? Thank you for that. And what about, like, did you have any siblings in care at all, Mary? Do you have any brothers?
I was put in care because I didn't get on with my father. My stepfather.
Right. Oh, your stepfather. Not nice, is it?
No.
And with regards to, like, obviously, your adult life, has this had an impact on you, on your adult life, on how you've grown up and stuff? Have you had, like, anxiety, depression, things like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you on, like, medication or anything like that?
Yeah, every now and again I get tablets from the doctor. I can't remember what they're called. And I get the hydrocodone. I take the hydrocodone.
Okay. So is it anxiety or depression, PTSD, or a bit of everything really? Or
I think it's a bit of everything.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry to hear that. And how has it affected you, like, with relationships, like, as you've obviously been older, has it, you struggled, or?
Yeah, I haven't got a lot of friends, I keep myself to myself.
Yeah, okay. And that's
I don't go out a lot.
You don't go out, okay. Probably because, like, as you were 13, 14, 15, that's when you're quite outgoing, isn't it?
So, yeah.
It's probably had a knock-on effect, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. From the care home, from what you remember, is there anything else that you can think of that comes to mind, or would you say that probably covers it?
Yeah, I can think of just now.
I know, it's so hard, isn't it? I'm sure when I come off the phone, you'll probably think of something else. it is hard to, you know, think of things when you put on the spot. Did you ever, like, I know you said you got locked in cupboards. Did they ever lock, oh, sorry, rooms? Did they, like, when you was in your bedroom, did the staff ever come into your room at night or anything like that?
Well, I think the girl next door complained once about that.
Okay.
But never into my room. But it was the same room, but the actual beds were partitioned between me and Alice. There was like a partition for where wardrobe was, and there was like a dressing table sort of built in the middle, like a room divider.
Right, okay. So you could tell when there was kind of in the room because it wasn't like a proper wall.
Well, it was the same door. We both come in.
Yeah. Is there any of the staff members that you remember in particular?
I remember Jim. I remember the guy Jim.
And do you remember him because he was like quite nasty to you, or?
Well, he was actually the boss guy.
Okay, so the main guy. My boss was called Jim. Okay.
There was an older lady, Betty. She was
Betty.
Jim was the one that used to make you stand outside with your hands in here.
Right, okay. So he was the one that was probably the one that treated you the worst in there, would you say?
He was eating it that dealt out the punishment.
Okay.
Betty, she was always screaming and bawling and shouting. And
oh, was she?
Mm-hmm.
Betty was always screaming and shouting, yeah?
Yeah, she was old. She was an older kind of lady.
Okay. Did you ever feel like you was like given the silent treatment or anything? Do you know, like if they was trying to punish you, like would they just ignore you or not speak to you, anything like that, or made to feel like things were your fault, anything like that at all?
Well, you were put in your room, so you were ignored.
So you would get the silent treatment because you were locked in the room, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, a lot of it in this one, it was quite psychological, weren't it?
Yeah.
Okay, anything else you can think of, Mary, that you'd like me to add on?
No.
Right, no problem. Like I say, if you do think of anything else, just you are going to get a caseworker. So that will be the same person that's dealing with that for you, okay? So anything at all think of, just let them know and they can get all of that added on for you. Not a problem, Mary, okay?
Okay.
I just need to go through a few more things. You have done the hard part now, so thanks for going through that. I know it's not easy.
Okay.
Bear with me 1 second. Can I just ask, have you got any terminal illnesses at all, Mary?
No, I've got COPD.
You've got COPD. Okay. No problem. Right. All it is, if you've got a terminal illness, they just speed the claim up. So that's fine. I'll add that on. Now, with relation to your mum, Mary, could I get your mum's name, please?
Yeah, it's Janet.
Yeah.
It was Easton, well, but her married name was McDonald.
McDonald, okay. And then your father's name?
Well, I didn't know my father.
Okay, no problem. It was
my stepfather. I mean.
Yeah, your stepfather. Don't worry, I'll leave that. All it is, basically, like, if we've got more than one person in the system called Mary Cordner, it's just so they know that it's you, that's all, okay? So it's just, they do a family tree for you. Did you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah.
Okay, how many brothers and sisters do you have, Mary?
Well, I've had 2 brothers, but one died, and I've got a sister. So I've got a brother and a sister left.
Sorry to hear that. Were either of them in care?
Pardon?
Were either of them in care?
No, none of them. None of them.
No, okay. That must have been quite difficult for you as well, then.
Well, my brother stayed with my granny.
Ah, okay. Fair enough.
And my sister and my brother were Tommy's kids, my stepfather's kids.
Ah, right, yeah. So it was different for them then, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, could I just please get your postcode?
It's 80.
Sorry, was that DD?
A for Alpha, B for Bravo.
Ah, A, B, sorry, yeah. Yeah, A, B.
2-1.
Yeah.
7.
Yeah.
P for Peter, F for Freddy.
Thank you. Wellhead Avenue, and the door number?
It's 281.
Now, I just need to read you a small script, Mary, okay, just to explain your funding options.
Mm-hmm.
There are 3 ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can instruct us under a private agreement, okay? Now, we do not participate in the legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it is under a private agreement, Mary. Now, just to make you aware, it's no win, no fee with us. So if you don't get any money back, you're not paying a single penny out, okay?
Okay.
If we are successful, our fee is only 16%, that's it. So with VAT, it works out about 20% of it. So say, for instance, you get £100,000 back, we get 20, you'll get 80,000. Is that all right, Mary?
Yep, that's fine.
Brilliant. Right, I'm just finishing this off. I won't keep you too long. Now, Mary, what I do also need as well is I do need a proof of ID. Do you have a driver's license or a passport?
No, I don't know.
Do you have a bus pass?
Yes, I've got a pensioner's bus pass.
Brilliant. And it's got your picture on you?
Yeah.
Right, perfect. And then what I also need is one proof of address. So do you have like any kind of bill or letter from the doctor, anything like that dated in the last 3 months?
Well,
yeah, anything I'll do.
I've got letters.
You have, brilliant. Okay. I'm just gonna send you a text message in a second, Mary. If you can do, are you all right to just grab them for me and I'll just get you to send them over to me on a text message? Is that okay?
Okay, okay.
Right, no, take your time. I'm just finishing this off whilst you grab them, okay?
Look it up.
I've just sent you a message on WhatsApp, Mary. Did you receive it?
Hold on.
No worries. Take your time.
Alright, I've got it. Yeah.
Right, so if you could just quickly send them both over. Is the letter dated in the last 3 months, Mary? I forgot to mention that. It needs to be dated in the last 3 months. Sorry, I forgot. It can be any letter at all, okay?
Hi, so I've got you in for the council for my rent. Thank you.
Yeah, is it dated in the last 3 months?
25th of February.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you. Also, Mary, what I will do, just think, because this can take up to a year, the claim, okay? Oh, thanks for that. This can take up to a year. For any reason, anything was to happen to you, we would like to put a beneficiary on there, just, you know, so the money would go to them instead. Is there anyone that you'd like me to put on there for you?
Yeah, and I think it would be Karen and the daughter.
Karen, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
And is that the same surname?
No, it's Robertson.
Robertson, okay.
How do I get us back to the...
the message?
Picture. Did you get in a picture?
So can you see where the camera is? There should be a camera on WhatsApp, about 3/4 of the way down where the keyboard is, just above it there'll be a symbol of a camera.
Right, I've got one sent, but I kind of know it's me showing me the camera now.
Right, maybe come off the message and go back on it.
Come off it altogether?
Yeah, come off it and then go back on it.
Oh, maybe I haven't sent that ever.
I've not received the second one. I've received the first one, but not the second one.
No. Oh, I've got it now.
Have you got it?
So is it just address you need of this?
To be honest with you, just send like the full like top half of the letter. So if you don't want us to see what's on the letter, just fold it in half and tick them just the like top half of the letter. It needs your name, your address and the date. Oh. Yeah, that's great. Thank you for that. Perfect. Now, Mary, with what I'm going to do in a second, I am just going to send you a text message that I need you to sign for me, okay? And then we're all done. So hopefully it's not been too bad with you. I know we've gone through everything with you today. I hope it's not been too bad for you. Right, let me know when this text message comes through. I'm just sending it over now, okay? And I'll help you with it, Mary, okay?
This is what's up?
No, it'll be a normal text message there.
Okay, right. Okay.
Have you had that?
Open it up. Right, now what does it?
Right, so if you scroll to the very bottom.
Oh, I look it.
Yeah, so it'll say execute all documents and then you'll have a signature line. So if you just sign that with your finger and then there's a blue button that you press to say send and then that should be it.
Right, what do I do now for a blue button here? Or
there's
execute
a blue
all
button.
Documents.
Yeah, execute all documents and then send.
Right.
Let me see if it's come through. Yeah, I've got it. Thanks, Mary. That's brilliant. So, that is everything done today, okay? So, like I say, thank you for going through that, because I know it's not easy. What's going to happen now, you're going to get a welcome call within probably the next 7 to 14 days.
Okay.
So, what they'll do, you'll get somebody giving you a call. It's someone called Mike or Natalie, I think. They're going to be your caseworkers. So, you'll get one caseworker, and then they're going to look after everything for you until the case is finished. So, you won't be speaking to different people, Mary, so don't worry, okay?
Okay,
So, they're going to ring you off an 0161 number. I'll send you that on WhatsApp now so you do have it and you know what number to look out for. Just make sure you look out for this call, as it's really important to get the case set up, Mary. Is that okay?
Okay, will that be in WhatsApp, the call, or it'll be a normal call?
No, it'll be a normal call, yes.
Okay.
Brilliant, Mary. All right, thank you for that. Good luck, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.